Welcome to episode 20 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. I'm your host, Roger Landry, TLV, and my co-host and producer of this show, which makes him the most important person on this show, is my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I'll bring in a second or two. I do what I do every week. I will give you an opening for this show, but first let's give you the title so you can pick on that for a few seconds. Title of today's show is Witness a Time of Evil. And no, it's not overstated. It's not overplayed. It's not fear porn. It's a fact. Witness a Time of Evil. Now, the mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth, facts, and in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. And we can see this by the way we are censored, by the way we're shadow banned. But this is what we're here for. We're here to, in any way, shape, or form, get you as much information as possible to allow you to understand what is actually going on around you. Because without that knowledge, there's nothing you can do to push back against it. So, as I say weekly, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show, but today reality is blatant and not very pleasant in many aspects. Thus, as I constantly say, the very reason for Eagle's Eye Report. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio and SoFlo Radio, and we appreciate all three platforms. How are you today, Stephen?
Up and down, a little bit weird. Had to get up early, then got a little nap, so a little bit shaky, a little bit tired, but I'm here.
Well, as long as you're here, we're all doing better.
That's right.
Okay. First off, I'd like to state that these platforms are not rich platforms, especially Annie and Shake and Wake Radio. They depend on donations. They depend on you and your generosity to continue supplying you or providing you with the information they feel is vital for you. So what I would ask is that you go to the websites, say go to Shake and Wake, look, and you will find the donate button. Click on the donate button. Donate $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, whatever you can afford. But if you really, and yes, I say this every week, and it will be a point every week, if you really wish these platforms not only to survive, but to grow to the point where they can increasingly provide you with better services and more capabilities, then click the little button that says make this a reoccurring donation. Now, if you're donating $5, you're probably thinking, well, what's $5 a month going to do? If they know for a fact they've got a reoccurring donation and they know that 20 or 30 people are going to do that, then that becomes a part of their budget. They know they can count on that much in funds each week in order to support the platform and help it to grow and to provide for you, as I stated, better and more expansive services. So making a donation is a great thing. They appreciate it. I know for a fact they appreciate it. But at the same time, clicking that make this a monthly donation or a recurring donation gives them a level of security that allows them the knowledge that they can expand this platform or their platform. All right. Excuse me, but everybody knows as soon as I start to do a show, my throat says, but that's because Roger never shuts up. And I'm sure there's a few people in the chat right now going, yep, we know that. But anyway, okay, our mission is to keep you armed with vital proof, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion or shadow banning or whatever. This is our sponsor of this show, that is tlbtalk.com. It's a social media platform. No, it's not as big as Facebook. No, it's not as, I don't know, as common as Twitter. No, it's not as, but what it does have, what it does offer you is the ability to say the things you know you need to say in order to keep others informed, in order to fulfill your duties as a patriotic citizen. Okay, you can't do that on Facebook. You can't do that on Twitter. You can't do that on Instagram. And I can go on, and we all know that. So if you haven't gone to TLB Talk lately, or you haven't been there before, TLB Talk, all one word, .com. Give it a shot, okay? It doesn't cost anything to join. We, like most of these other platforms, exist and will be able to grow on your generosity and your donations. Give it a shot. Give it a try. Make a group. Make a page. Teach people. And if you're not there to teach, you may be there to learn. The two missions of the Liberty Beacon Project's TLB Talk platform are to teach and to learn. And with that, let's get into this week's show. And again, the title of the show is Witness, a Time of Evil. Okay. What we have seen the last 2 years, and especially the last few months, can only be explained in one word: evil. Today, we will discuss witnessing the choreographing of the absolute destruction of America for the reasons of total global governance, or the New World Order. Anybody who's pushing back right now, I want to know what planet you're living on. I want, and I'm talking about your brain, not your body, because your body's obviously here. Or I want to know what rock you're living under, or what 3D glasses you're wearing watching whatever virtual planet that doesn't really exist. Because if you look around you today, everything you knew that made America great, that made America different, that made us stand out, that gave us the highest standard of living on the planet, is in free fall. All of it. In 2 years. All of it is in free fall. You cannot name one thing that has gotten better when you talk about what it takes to sustain life and make it better in America. I don't care if it's education. I don't care if it's healthcare. I don't care if it's transportation. I don't care if it's employment. I don't care if it's food security. I don't care if it's, I don't care if it's, I don't care if it's. Everything you know that made America, America, everything you know that made you proud to be an American is in free fall. And it all started when Joe Bob took the oath of office. Okay. Not a joke, not an exaggeration, an absolute fact. Let's go over some of those facts, and we will. All right. Today, we're going to talk about the choreography of what we're seeing, the choreography of the New World Order of global governance. Witness the Great Reset. Whether we like it or not, witness the Great Reset. How many of you out there, and we are supposed to be running this country, we the people are supposed to be in control of America. How many of you out there wanted to shut off the oil spigot? How many? How many of you out there wanted mandated vaccines, even though we now have absolute proof that the death rate from the vaccines is in some countries like, I don't know, Europe right now, the European Union, there is an 800% increase in the death of children who are vaccinated over pre-vaccination days. Did you hear what I just said? How many of you had a choice on any of this? In the last 2 years, what has been rammed down your throat is causing the destruction of America and your life. And it's not a joke. So let's continue. Witness again the Great Reset, whether you like it or not. At the hands of elitist puppets, the ones we trusted to serve and protect us, our governors, our state representatives, our congressmen, our senators, our president. TLB Project has been discussing this for well over a decade, with constant denial and pushback from paid agents of said elitist cast, the media, politicians. This has been in the elitist plans for several generations, 40 to 50 years. And it's just now coming to fruition at the cost of countless lives and the total destruction of America as most of us knew it. This is not the America I was born into in 1954. Yeah, Roger's not a youngin. This is nothing like the America I was born into. But I can tell you, looking back on it, I have seen the slow but progressive increase of tyranny in this country. You've all heard me say this again. I'm going to do it again. Listen to me. If I force you to walk 20 feet every week, you haven't walked very far. But after 10 years, you've walked a hell of a long distance. If I commit or I put into the laws that govern you every year just a tiny bit more tyranny, after 40 or 50 years, how much tyranny does that represent? Talk about the NDAA and the riders put into that. Okay, talk about the Patriot Act, which is the most ill-named act ever put out in front of. Patriot Act, I want to puke every time I hear that name. It is the antithesis of that. But this is how they have managed to get away with it. Every single year for several generations, the tyranny has crept forward a slight bit. Until today, they could stick it in overdrive. And in the last 2 years, we have seen more tyranny than in the last 50 years combined. Not a joke. Not a guess. Okay. How else can anyone explain the level of tyranny, treason, and intentional ruination forced on us in a matter of 2 short years? More intentional tyranny and destruction and destitution than at any point in our 250 years of existence. Did we have bad years? Yeah. We had a civil war. Did we have bad years? Yeah. We had the War of 1812. Did we have bad years? Yeah. We had World War I, World War II, the Great Depression. But if you take everything that has happened in this country, and some of it is on an irreversible course at this point, then you must understand that in such a short period of time, nothing like this has happened in America. Nothing. How do I know that? I'm 68 years old and far from stupid. And I worked for the federal government military industrial complex. Yeah, subcontracted to the DOD for well over a generation. When I get this angry talking to you, it's not an act. It's me looking back and seeing what I failed to understand until I got here. Well, I started understanding it about a dozen years ago, which is where the Liberty Beacon Project came from. But even that is about 20 to 30 years too late. Okay. Life is already reached the discomfort point for many of us. It already has. The cost of living. The cost to buy a vehicle. They want you to buy an electric vehicle. Where are you going to buy it? And then if you live in California, you finally get enough money to put a down payment on an electric vehicle, the government governor steps up to tell you, hey, yeah, the electric grid's not so great, so you can't charge your vehicle, which means they're literally grounding you. That's not a joke, okay? Life has reached the discomfort point for many of us, and it's about to explode to levels none of us alive have ever seen. We the people have been thrown under the bus and are about to get run over. This isn't a joke. I'm not spreading fear porn. This is happening all around you, and the only reason you don't know is because you're not taking the time to learn. You're not doing the research. You are watching mainstream media, which is telling you that people like me are horrible people. We're traitors. Don't listen to us. We ought to be rounded up and thrown in prison. Anybody out there think Roger's kidding about this? He's not. He's not. Okay. Anything to say before I get into the next step of this, Stephen?
Well, yes, I was just thinking. You know, I've...
Oh, Stephen's thinking!
Yeah, I know. Watch out, everybody. Watch out. No, I normally do try to give people the benefit of the doubt, but, you know, I think someday that's going to have to come to an end.
Like yesterday.
The information's... Yeah, like yesterday. I mean, the information's been out there for... well, at least 30 years since the start of the internet. But, you know, I've said this quite a few times before. I remember hearing this stuff when I was a kid. 45 years ago.
I remember Eisenhower. And again, they took part of this out of his speech. And the only place you'll ever get it is going to the original speech, which is in the National Archives. But any other area, you will hear him talk about the warning about the military-industrial complex. What you don't hear and what they removed from his speech is he also warned the American public about the pharmaceutical complex. So this happened in 1960, 62 years ago. Stop and think about that. Yeah, so you're absolutely right, Stephen, and thank you for that interjection. I really appreciate it. What we're going to do now is we're going to jump into an article. Everybody knows I like to grab at least one article, excuse me, for a show, something that really hits the points that we're going to discuss. You will hear about a 50-50 split, about 50% me, about 50% what's coming from this article. I only bring these articles to you because they have that information, and they are so well written that putting these points across to you become that much easier and that much more fluid. Okay, what is the name of this article? The name of this article, and it's on the Liberty Beacon, it will be embedded with this show in an article that always gets published on Thursday. By noon central, you will be able to go to the libertybeacon.com. You will be able to see Eagle's Eye Report on the slideshow. Click on it. You will go there. You will see my intro that you've just heard. You will see this article. You will be able to listen to the show again or share it. The name of the article I'm going to be taking pieces from is A Time of Evil. My title for the show is Witness A Time of Evil. Gee, how much do you think I like this article? Yeah, it's that good. And it is written by a gentleman named Andrew W. Coy. And again, all of this and a link directly to the entire article will be embedded in the article tomorrow on the libertybeacon.com. So let's grab a hold of this and run with it, because the pieces you're going to hear from me from this show are sterling. Okay. Let's talk about, this is not just a time for political differences. Stop and think. It isn't. As a matter of fact, they want you to think this is all about political differences. It's not just a time for political differences. This is not just a time, excuse me, of switching from Republican to Democrat or Democrat to Republican. This is not just a time of moving from capitalist to socialist. This is not just a time of rotating from conservative to liberal. This is not just a time of the pendulum swinging from Make America Great Again and America First to a time of far left and globalist elites. All of this does not explain nor summarize what we have seen in the last 2 years. What we have seen in the last 2 years, especially in the last few months, can only be explained using the one word I and Mr. Coy used in the titles. And that word is evil. Okay, Roger. You need to explain that to us. All right. There should be no doubt of this in anyone's mind after the Biden speech in Philadelphia. Biden's speech was evil. I'm again 68 years old. I have heard so many presidential speeches. I remember Eisenhower's speech, and I was only 6 years old when I heard that speech, and I remember it. But Biden's speech was the first one I ever listened to coming out of a president's mouth that was so hateful, divisive, and flat out evil. It's something you expect from a totalitarian state, not from an American president. He looked as if he was the keynote speaker at Dante's Inferno. Yeah, the backdrop. Biden looked like he was giving a sermon supporting Baal. Biden looked part Hitler and part Nero in his sinister, bloody-minded speech in which he called half of America enemies of the state. Name the last president, anybody listening to this, that stated that half of America were enemies of the state. Imagine calling half of the American people an enemy of the homeland. Never has an American president declared war on half of the citizenry. His job as the great unifier, which is what he told us when he got elected, is to unify, not to drive a freaking atomic wedge between us. But Biden just did that as he declared MAGA, make America great again, or America first, and all Trump supporters as enemies of democracy, as well as treasonous and seditious felons. Make America great again makes you a felon. Make America great again makes you treasonous. Make America great again makes you seditious. Where the hell did that come from?
Hey, Roger.
Tell me. Yes.
It has nothing to do with last week, his speech or whatever the case was. I remember at least a dozen years ago, it was reported on that the police all over the country were being trained for enemy combatants, and they were dressing up as good old boys, as they weren't called MAGA back then, but, you know, they were called patriots.
Yep. Yeah, and I remember FEMA camps, and I remember a lot of other things, too. Like I said, you and I have been doing this for a lot longer than 2 years. You and I have been doing this for 10, 15 years. And in some cases, maybe even longer, we just weren't quite as awake as we were when we started forums, started doing shows. The Liberty Beacon Project is global. It has 6 news websites and a social media website. It's not a small thing. And every single day I dedicate my life, and so does everybody else working with this project, and Stephen, as in helping me to get this show done. We work our butt off to make sure you understand. But let me jump back into this before we run out of time. Stephen, every time you jump in with something, it's great. So please don't stop. All right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let me go over that last line again. Okay. Biden, what he just did was declare MAGA, America First, and all Trump supporters as enemies of democracy, as well as treasonous and seditious felons. Anybody who believes that, including, hey, look, 72% of the country right now, and there was a one heck of a poll done, a very, very in-depth poll done showing 72% of the American population, which means a whole lot more than just Republicans, want Joe Biden impeached. Did you hear what I just said? And that skyrocketed after his speech. This was the most evil speech ever given by a president in American history. Gee, sounds like something Roger said about 10 minutes ago, because he did. Why would Biden? Now, all right, let's break this down just a little bit. I just got done telling you in the last 2 years, America is being destroyed. I said this on the last show. I said it on the show before. But each time we've had to focus on one thing, one or two things that were in our face. Today is Let's take all of these things and put them together and wonder just how the hell all of this can be happening simultaneously in the same country, dragging the most powerful and most, I don't know, staunch country the planet has ever seen to its knees in 2 years. Why would Biden refuse to protect the southern border? Why? That's treason. How many of you out there don't know that or do know that? When you get sworn in as president, you swear to protect the United States from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, by leaving the southern border open, literally open, because for as many people as walk across and get sent to places on buses and planes, a whole lot more walk across the border and never get caught. And they know this, and they're doing nothing about it. That, my friends, is treason. He is not only failing to protect America from enemies, both foreign and domestic, and there's over 60 terrorists on terrorist watch lists that have been stopped coming across the border where they actually were stopped. How many came across the border that were never stopped? This, my friends, would not be treason if he was doing something, anything to stop it. He is perpetuating it. That is treason. That is him negating his oath of office. That, my friends, is treason. Who cares? I do. Obviously, I do. My co-host cares. Those who would listen to a show like this, you care. But how many people don't? Why would Biden knowingly allow in fentanyl, human trafficking, cartels, and terrorists? Why? He knows they're coming across. We have this fentanyl die-off happening in America. The biggest killer of young Americans of any pharmaceutical or faux pharmaceutical on the planet. And he knows exactly where it's coming from. Has he tried to stop it? No. Human trafficking, cartels, terrorists. None of it's being stopped. Why would Biden allow child predators and unaccompanied minors to cross our borders? Why would Biden make it very clear to our enemies in China, Iran, and Russia that we will not fight for our borders and we are not a sovereign country? If you will not protect your borders, how the hell can you call us a sovereign country? You cannot. If you refuse to protect your borders, there is no sovereignty. It's whoever the hell walks across that border. And that's an absolute fact. You have taken your sovereignty and flushed it down the toilet. But this is what we're seeing and have been seeing for over 2 years. In the last 19 months, well over 4 million, approaching 5 million before the end of the year, illegals have crossed that border. 5 million. Stop and think about that. There are states in this country that would like to have 5 million people in them. Granted, they're out, you know, in the desert and stuff like that. But the point is made. Okay. Why would the occupier of the White House display our weaknesses to friend and foe? Why would he do this? Why would the placeholder of the White House, because you really don't want to call it president, purposely make America weaker militarily and economically? You don't believe that? It's an absolute fact. Why would Biden's FBI and Department of Justice cover up obvious felony crimes on Hunter Biden's laptop, yet search the bedroom of President Trump's teenage son? The laptop from Hunter, everybody says, okay, so Hunter would go to prison. Okay, why do we put so much in it? Because it's not about Hunter. What is on that laptop proves unequivocally that the guy sitting in the White House is compromised. Does everybody know what that means? That means that the Chinese hold sway over him. That means that the Russians hold sway over him. That means the Ukrainians hold sway over our president. Do this or else. That's not a joke. Why do you think they are so desperate to hide that laptop or to make sure that people just don't talk about it? It proves unequivocally that our president is compromised. So they will totally ignore Hunter Biden's laptop, but they will bust into Mar-a-Lago and do a full rip-down search on President Trump's teenage son's bedroom.
Are you ready for the break, Roger?
No, but let's do it.
Just something really quick for everybody to ponder. I know I've said it on my show quite a few times, but the great majority of people that do abuse substances, whether it's alcohol or drugs or whatever the case is, and they do seek help, their reason for abusing is they cannot handle their current situation. They cannot handle life.
Agreed. That's the fentanyl.
Yep.
Oops. Yep. Okay. Let's go to break, sir.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay. So, again, why would Biden make it very clear to our enemies that basically this government doesn't really care? We've gone over some serious points here, but we're in no way done. We're not even close to done. So let's jump into the next section. Why would the FBI, and the DOJ, ignore the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. I shouldn't have done that. Excuse me, I'm going to mute for a second. Okay, thank you for your patience. Why would the FBI and the DOJ ignore the Fourth and Fifth Amendments in their illegal raid on President Trump's private home? And it will inevitably come down to the fact that this is more about putting Donald Trump into a very bad light. I doubt very seriously he will ever be dragged through court, nor will he ever go to jail. That's not the intent of this, okay? So why would they ignore the Fourth and the Fifth Amendments in their illegal raid on Trump's private home? Why would the FBI, CIA, and NSA disregard all precedents by laws, all tradition, the Constitution, and all common sense in their illegal attacks on President Trump since he came down the golden escalator? Why has the FBI, CIA, and NSA abused and misused the Patriot Act in their attack on, on Biden's political enemies? And why has the ACLU remained totally silent and mute on these Third Reich tactics that have been used on the American people? Now, let me talk a little bit about what I just said, all right? Why would this happen? You have never seen at the level, and there has been some interference. There has been over the last 20 years. It has slowly ramped up where you see FBI sticking their nose in where it shouldn't have been, where you see CIA gathering information they probably shouldn't have, but nowhere near the scale we're seeing today. We are seeing there are 50 new subpoenas, okay, and 35 knock on the doors for more Trump people over the last 72 hours. If you knew Trump, if you worked for Trump in any way, shape, or form, you're probably going to be visited by either the FBI or the DOJ, maybe even the NSA. You're going to be sorry. You're going to be fearful. They want you to draw away. They don't want you to work with the conservatives. They don't want you to work with Trump. They want to scare the holy crap out of you. This is happening in America. We are looking at things that are going on the left side. We are looking at people who have literally terrorized Supreme Court justices in their own homes, never, ever got arrested. We are looking at, Antifa, BLM, destroying inner cities and causing billions of dollars worth of damage and loss of life. How many of those are in prison and have been in prison for years and have never been given representation? How many? I could go on and on. We are looking at the politicization of the deep state, whereby the Biden presidency, and not Joe Bob, he's too stupid to do this, the Biden presidency has armed the deep state, meaning the DOJ and the FBI and others, against we the people. We will shut up, we will do what we were told, or we will be in prison. Anybody who doesn't believe that, what planet is your brain on? I just got done telling you 50 new subpoenas. We watched the Mar-a-Lago raid. After it happened, we watched the after effects of it. Oh, do you want me to go on? We watched the Hunter Biden laptop fiasco. We watched the riots in downtown blue cities across the country. We watched the riots outside of the SCOTUS homes, Supreme Court justices' homes. We watched these things happening. We know the bias that's there. It's not a guess. There were a couple of windows broken on the Capitol. The only person who died was one of the protesters. The protesters were invited into the Capitol. Literally, the doors were open and they were flagged in by the police. But anybody who walked through the Capitol taking pictures is probably sitting in jail or in prison right now. Since how long? Without representation, living in, total squalor. And they are being frightened to the point where they will say anything to resume any type of even a semi-normal life. How many of those who did the riots in the cities, how many of those who rioted outside of the Supreme Court justices' home, how many of those came anywhere near this? If you are blue and you get caught committing a serious crime, more than likely because there's a Soros-owned punk controlling, the courts in your area, you're going to be let out the next day without bail. But if you're a conservative, hang your life up. It's gone. When we talk about the politicization of the deep state, of law enforcement, federal law enforcement in this country, it's not a guess anymore. It's an absolute fact. And the fact that the ACLU hasn't opened its mouth once, the fact that so many Republican senators and congressmen, not all, but so many haven't opened their mouth, and we're going to get into that. Actually, I've got to move on here. Okay. Anything before I go into the next section, Stephen?
No, well, just a quick little comment. I get that little frog in my throat whenever I do my Alex Jones impression. Like you had to take 5 seconds to clear your throat.
Yeah, that's why I had to literally cough it out. That's why I had to hit the mute button. Either that or blow up your speakers. Okay, so why has Biden FBI Justice Department, the Biden FBI Justice Department, carried out Stasi police state raids on many of President Trump's closest supporters? We've already brought that up. Now we're asking the question, why? Why has law enforcement harassed, badgered, and even arrested Giuliani, Bannon, Roger Stone, Stephen Miller, and many others? Why is political dissent questioning the 2020 election outcome and First Amendment rights under siege. There is absolute proof that there was cheating on the 2020 election. It's not a joke. 2,000 mules, I think it is. Yeah. This is not a joke. Watch the movie. Okay. And you can go to the pillow guy. Okay. Mike, he has absolute proof on video of who hit these voting machines, Mike Lindell, via the internet on election night. It's illegal for these machines to be connected to the internet. It also shows the IP addresses of those who connected to these machines. His video does. Absolute fact. And some of those actors are from Italy. Some of those actors are from China. Some of those actors are from Russia. But yet, if you say that the 2020 election was a cheat, you are now shut up and you are to be thrown in jail. Not a joke. Why are the J6 marchers, protesters, still jailed without formal charges and bail being afforded to them? This is unconstitutional, unless you're using the Patriot Act. Remember me telling you the Patriot Act was anything but patriotic? It allows these people to keep you in jail without any charges or anything for the rest of your life. The Patriot Act. The NDAA. And the NDAA is just too broad a term because that's the National Defense Authorization Act, and that comes up every year. It's the extras they snuck into it that make it evil. Why most people say the NDAA is bad. The entire NDAA is not bad. It's highly necessary. But the riders that were forced into it, just like the Patriot Act, are not good for you and me. Why would blue state assemblies rise in standing ovations after they passed state laws making it legal to murder an unborn baby one day before the baby's natural birth? One day. If the mother is known, she's already in labor, that within 24 hours she will give birth, the doctors up to that point can still take that baby's life. Why? Why do the blue assemblies rise in standing ovations? Why is it that blue state district attorneys release without bail violent criminals so that they can prey again on innocent people? Why? And how many of them are sponsored and paid by Soros? Yeah, a globalist. Why would the Biden regime close churches, schools, and synagogues while keeping open liquor stores, hemp shops, and needle exchanges? Why would the military put on drag queen shows at taxpayer expenses? The military. Why would Biden and the far left push for legalizing the mutilating of minor children with life-altering, irreversible sex changes? If your 10-year-old boy comes home and tells you that they had a drag queen day and he thinks he would have more fun as a girl and he wants to do it and you say no, and he goes back and tells his teacher or his guidance counselor this, more than likely you will have a DOJ representative knocking on your door telling you you're either going to allow this or you will lose your child or end up in jail. And there are states trying to put these laws on the state laws books. These are children, your children. So basically what they have told you is you no longer control your children, what can happen to them and what they can do. We do. It was stated, okay, by one of the most evil people on the planet, and we won't go into that, that if you allow me to separate one generation of children from their parents, I will own that society. Why would the deep state believe that when it comes to sex changes for minors, age is not a factor? Whether they're 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, you just shut up. It's what they want. And if they're 16, 17 years old and realize they made a mistake and all the pain they went through and everything, does anybody here, have you ever done the research on the suicide factor for sex change kids or young adults? Please look it up. If it's so good, why does it have such a high, I mean high, suicide rate? Why? Why would public schools allow for drag queens to read pornography to children during story time? What country do we live in? It sure the hell isn't the one I was raised in. And you ain't got nothing to say about it yet. Why would the Biden regime purposely cut off the supply of energy to the American people? No, no, no. Not joking. Purposely cut off the supply of energy to the American people, or so drastically reduce it that it causes massive spikes in the cost of everything. If I reduce the amount of diesel fuel available, if I reduce the amount of gasoline available, it makes everything that is available that much more expensive. And since everything getting to your store has to get there via the mechanism of transportation, gee, whether it's a diesel locomotive, whether it's a diesel truck, whether it's a gas truck, it doesn't matter.
Hey, Roger.
Yes.
Have you heard that the trucking industry, the Teamsters, they are expected to strike. Dock workers are expected to strike. And quite a few other unions are expected to strike before the end of this year.
Yeah. Well, that's another whole show, and we're going to do a show on that. I do know that. And there's a lot more to that than most people would think. And thank you for bringing it up. And remind me about that. That is something we need to do a show on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Why would the deep state create an energy shortage? Does anybody have a clue? Why would the deep state purposely shrink America's food supply? What is Roger talking about? Okay. I would tell you that more food processing plants have been destroyed, either by fires or whatever, in the last 2.3 years, I think it is, than in the last 20 years combined. Oh, gee, that's just a coincidence, right? I'm going to limit the ability to get it to you. Now I'm going to absolutely limit the ability for it to be processed. And before that, I'm going to pay farmers 1.6 times or 160% of what they would get for their beef to slaughter every single one of their cows or their herd. I'm going to do the same thing for chicken farmers. I'm going to do the same thing for turkey farmers. And I'm going to go out and pay farmers almost twice what their crop is worth to plow it under. Not to harvest it, to plow it under. So now we are destroying the food in the fields. We are destroying the food processing plants at a rate higher in the last less than 2 years than in the last 20 years combined. And we're making it almost impossible for what does get processed to get to you. Does anybody think this is like cool? Does anybody think that Roger's lying about any of this? Because he's not. Roger just does his homework. Why would Biden give and General Milley remove Christians, conservatives, and constitutionalists from our military? Why? Why would Biden and the deep state make the American people and the American soldiers take an experimental vaccine, knowing that doing so is actually against the law? It is. just nobody has pushed hard enough. Well, it's starting to happen, which is why you don't see all of these vaccine mandates being enforced. But you can use that ticket a year ago to decimate a military, and they did. Why does the Biden administration seemingly turn a blind eye to pedophilia? Not a joke, an absolute fact, and that is another show in itself. So now we've just discussed our food supply being destroyed. And how many of you know how much of our farmland is being sold to China? And yeah, we won't even go into that. So now we have actually showed you that the U.S. military is being destroyed intentionally. Our food supply is being destroyed intentionally. Our energy and our fuel supply is being destroyed intentionally, and we can go on. Why does it appear that most Republicans in D.C. have remained suspiciously silent? Stop and think about what Roger's saying. I said most. I didn't say all. In the words of C.S. Lewis, why does the Republican establishment appear to be men without chests? Where is Kevin McCarthy? Where is Mitch McConnell? Where is Mike Pence? Obvious, they're not around us. Where's their opinion of Biden's speech from hell? Did you hear McCarthy step up and say how evil it was? To a point. Did you hear Mitch McConnell step up and say how evil it was? Not a 3-second soundbite where they say, yeah, that was too much. That was over the top. Why? Did you hear Mike Pence do that? Did you hear any of these Republican leaders take this guy to church for this? I didn't. And I look every day. Are they cowards, crooks, or are they also compromised? Are they bought and paid for? Has the swamp blackmailed them? Or are there things that the deep state can hold sway over them just like they can over Joe Biden? Has China bought them? Or does China own them? One can only imagine, okay, what would have been the reaction from this macabre speech if the facts were reversed? What would have happened if President Trump gave a speech calling out Antifa, BLM, and deep state employees as a danger to democracy and enemies of the state? Might the far left media have called for a third impeachment of President Trump? Or would there have been violence in our streets like we have never seen before? But it's okay to do it to conservatives. It's okay to trash us. It's okay to call us traitors. It's okay to tell us that we're a danger to democracy. We're enemies of the state. For doing what? What have we done that is 1/1000th as bad as what these liberals and these progressives have thrown in our face in the last 2 years? What? What we are witnessing in front of us is not evil from the conservative side, as the world and America is being told. What we are looking at is disinformation being used to shift the focal point. How many times have you heard whatever the Democrats scream the loudest of is what they are guilty of? Are they guilty of being enemies of the state? Look at the southern border. Look at what happened in Afghanistan. Want me to go on? Look at what happened in the blue cities during the riots. Look at what happened to the Supreme Court. Look at what happened to. When did you see conservatives doing anything that even comes close to any of that? They literally ran a bunch of people through Congress on January 6th. And broke two windows. But yet, we are the worst people America has ever seen. We are traitors to America. The words on the side of the barn are changed overnight. Animal Farm. Yet, we are threatened with prosecution, incarceration, if we point this out. If we step up to point out any of this, we will be fried. It is not a time for violence, and I would never, ever encourage that. But it is a time for courage. To repeat this, this is not politics as usual. It isn't, and anybody who thinks it is, you're a freaking moron. I do not apologize for this. This is a very sinister time. The word evil can be used far too often in American language and lexicon. However, after the Biden dystopian 1984 speech in Philadelphia, the word evil, okay, has not been used near enough. Now, I want to point out before we roll this off the end here, because we're about 4 or 5 minutes from the end of the show. I want to point this out one more time. I want to do a short synopsis. I want everybody, excuse me, to understand exactly why I get so anxious, exactly why I get so angry, exactly why I do shows like this. All right? There has never been in the last 2 years a conservative riot that has caused billions of dollars worth of damage and lives. Even in the January 6th protest, there was minimal damage done to the Capitol, and the only person killed was one of the protesters when one of the cops reached out from behind a door and shot her right in the neck.
And I've got my doubts about that, Roger.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so this type of violence has never happened via conservatives. When's the last time conservatives have put the Supreme Court in danger, including up to and including somebody who was in the process of assassinating one of the Supreme Court justices? When's the last time it happened? When is the last time the border was even close to secure with less than, I don't know, 20 to 25% of what we see coming across the border now, coming across the border and not being shipped around the country in the dead of night to use the resources that could be going to you who are suffering the most due to the economic downturn that was choreographed by our own government? When's the last time conservatives committed treason by pulling American soldiers and all of our, I don't know, presence in Afghanistan, out of Afghanistan, leaving American citizens there, some of which have been murdered, those who worked for America, who are definitely being murdered, okay, because the Taliban considers them traitors, and leaving behind enough modern weaponry to literally facilitate an army. How many conservatives did this? How many conservatives left the border open? How many conservatives rioted to the point of billions of dollars and death? How many conservatives threatened the Supreme Court? How many conservatives have literally shut down the fuel supply, which was the catalyst? Don't let anybody tell you any different. There were two catalysts for inflation in this country. One was the immense amount of spending that these people were warned was going to trigger inflation. The next was shutting down the oil and natural gas supply, which rose the price of everything immediately. Between the two of them, it was choreographed. Why would a government do this to its people? If you wanted to go green, you do it over years, not the day you get into office. We are looking at the absolute choreography of the destruction of America. Anybody who doesn't think so and thinks that all of this can happen in 2 years and it's quite normal, you are really stupid. Anything to say, Steve, before we go? Because I think if I open my mouth again, I won't shut up in time for us to.
No, if I say anything, I might trigger you and go on another 5-minute rampage. No, it's all
right. I don't apologize for these rants. I don't.
And you shouldn't.
Because I don't lie and I don't exaggerate.
And you shouldn't.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll be back again next week. This will be up on the LibertyBeacon.com tomorrow with the articles that you heard and others. Thank you. The